Well, quite often on the program we talk about cybersecurity, and last week we talked to Soren Thoma, who's our regular cybersecurity expert, and he always talks about what government needs to do, and we often talk about what we need to do ourselves, but it's generally like we're playing catch-up. I came across a blurb today that suggested that, listen to this for a moment, 12 years from now, if inflation was to grow at the same rate as cybercrime, a cup of coffee would cost us $300. Now, bear in mind that a cup of coffee is not going to cost us $300 in 12 years' time, but it just gives you an example of how quick these cyber criminals are moving and how far they're advancing. One of the other things we've been talking about quite a bit on the program is resilience, and particularly around creating resilient kids. But how do we become cyber resilient? Well, Andrew Bycroft is the CEO of International Cyber Resilience Institute, and he's going to join us with some tips on this. Andrew, look, when you put it in that $300 for a cup of coffee perspective, it's frightening, the level of growth of these cyber criminals.
It is, but yeah, they're constantly moving at a rapid pace, and it's very difficult to keep up with them. So we actually need to find a better way to deal with it.
So what are we doing wrong? Before we get into the tips, in general terms, what are we doing wrong?
Well, I think the biggest problem is that we're actually focusing on that word security. And the problem with security, if you look at the definition in the dictionary, it's to actually be completely free from danger. But we can never actually reach that state. It's, security is one of those things that we either have or we don't. I mean, for example, if someone was to break into a bank, you don't exactly say that bank is secure anymore. So we have security or we don't have it. Again, yep. Another example is like pregnancy. Have you ever met someone that's 75% pregnant? They're either pregnant or they're not.
Yes.
So instead of actually trying to achieve security, which is just impossible, let's switch the conversation around and talk about resilience, which is something that we can achieve because there are different levels. The okay. more resilient we are, the more tolerant we are to it, and the faster we can bounce back if everything goes completely wrong.
So, Andrew, you've come up with five simple tips to make us more cyber resilient. Run us through those.
Okay, well, the first one is to make sure that we don't become overly dependent on technology, because the fact is technology struggles to keep up with these cyber criminals. And today, most technology only works about 30% of the time, so that leaves us very exposed.
Right, so what are some of those things we can do to achieve that? I mean, because these days we are so reliant on our smart devices. I mean, where do you see as a good starting point to step off, so to speak?
Okay, well, I mean, obviously we do need our technology, but in addition to that, make sure that you're aware of some of the threats out there. So do a bit of reading, do a bit of learning. It's a lot easier to find information that's digestible these days. In the past, it used to be really technical, full of jargon, but there's a lot of really good free information available mm-hmm. on how to deal with cybercrime.
Okay. What's your second tip?
Okay, the second one is to make sure that you've got a backup of your most important information. Now, that's a fairly logical one, but it's surprising how many people still don't do that.
Yeah, okay. Is there a safer way to do that? I mean, most of us would do that in the cloud, as they call it these days. Is that the best way to do it?
Yeah, that's probably the best way, and it's free for most of us. Unless you've got a huge amount of information, it's free.
Okay. Tip number three.
Tip number three is people can actually be the most powerful weapon against cybercrime if they know a little bit about it. So this gets back again to the knowing a little bit about it. Even just a little is better than being completely ignorant.
Okay, so things like knowing what the regular scams are and what scams are about at the time and looking for those pointers to so that you know if somebody calls you and says, I need to log into your computer and you've never heard of them before, it's likely going to be some sort of cyber criminal.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. What's number four?
Number four is it's nice to be able to prevent cyber threats, but eventually one of those will get through. So make sure you know who to call on the day when it happens. Don't go looking for people in the phone book on that day or looking for them online. Have a plan in place beforehand.
Okay, so who is the first who is the first person to call if you're attacked?
Well, probably the first person would be you'd call the government. There's an entity called ACORN, and they will actually provide you with some basic advice on what to do next.
Okay.
Now, if you're part of a company and they've got IT people, then you can probably talk to them.
Yeah, righto. And last but not least, number five.
Okay, well, this extends that idea of planning ahead, and it goes along the lines of you don't buy insurance after your house is burnt down to the ground. You actually do it well beforehand, and it's the same. So make sure that you actually completely plan for a cyber breach before it happens. What that means is think about what could completely go wrong and have a plan in place, even if it's just a few tips. Make sure they're written down so when that day happens, you know exactly what to do. You're not running around like a headless chook.
Yeah, very, very good advice. Andrew, good to speak to you. Five very simple tips we can all adhere to. Thanks for talking to us this evening.
Okay, thanks, Stephen.
That's Andrew Bycroft, the CEO of International Cyber Resilience Institute. Tell us, have you been attacked by cyber criminals recently, and what did you do? I mean, did you use any of those tips? How did you respond? 132710 is the number.